Chapter 19, The Home Foreign Field, a work equal in importance to that in foreign fields. Wake up, my brethren and sisters, and enter the fields in America that have never been worked. After you have given something for foreign fields, do not think your duty done. There is a work to be done in foreign fields, but there is a work to be done in America that is just as important. In the cities of America, there are people of almost every language. These need the light that God has given to His church. While plans are being carried out to warn the inhabitants of various nations in distant lands, much must be done in behalf of the foreigners who have come to the shores of our own land. The souls in China are no more precious than the souls within the shadow of our doors. God's people are to labor faithfully in distant lands as His providence may open the way, and they are also to fulfill their duty toward the foreigners of various nationalities in the cities and villages and country districts close by. In New York City and Chicago and in other great centers of population, there is a larger foreign element, multitudes of various nationalities and all practically unwarned. Among Seventh-day Adventists there is a great zeal, and I am not saying there is any too much, to work in foreign countries, but it would be pleasing to God if a proportionate zeal were manifested to work the cities close by. His people need to move sensibly. They need to set about this work in the cities with serious earnestness. Men of consecration and talent are to be sent into these cities and set to work. Many classes of laborers are to unite in conducting these efforts to warn the people. A heaven-sent opportunity. In our own country, there are thousands of all nations and tongues and peoples who are ignorant and superstitious, having no knowledge of the Bible or its sacred teachings. God's hand was in their coming to America that they might be brought under the enlightening influence of the truth revealed in His Word and become partakers of His saving faith. God in His providence has brought men to our very doors and thrust them, as it were, into our arms that they might learn the truth and be qualified to do a work we could not do in getting the light to men of other tongues. Many of these foreigners are here in the providence of God that they may have opportunity to hear the truth for this time and receive a preparation that will fit them to return to their own lands as bearers of precious light shining direct from the throne of God. Great benefits would come to the cause of God in the regions beyond if faithful effort were put forth in behalf of the foreigners in the cities of our homeland. Among these men and women are some who, upon accepting the truth, could soon be fitted to labor for their own people in this country and in other countries. Many might return to the places from which they came in the hope of winning their friends to the truth. They could search out their kinsfolk and neighbors and communicate to them a knowledge of the third angel's message. Slothful neglect. There has been a slothful neglect and a criminal unbelief among us as a people, which has kept us back from doing the work God has left us to do in letting our light shine forth to those of other nations. I have been shown that as a people we have been asleep as to our duty in regard to getting the light before those of other nations. We are not keeping pace with the opening providence of God. Jesus and angels are at work. This cause is onward while we are standing still and being left in the rear. If we would follow the opening providence of God, we should be quick to discern every opening and make the most of every advantage within our reach to let the light extend and spread to other nations. Strengthen the hands of the workers. God would be pleased to see far more accomplished by His people in the presentation of the truth for this time to the foreigners of America than has been done in the past. Let us strengthen the hands of Elder Olson and his associates in labor. Let us not permit them to struggle on alone with only a meager allowance for the prosecution of their great work. Elder Olson told us also of the encouraging beginnings among the Italians, Serbians, Romanians, Russians, and several other nationalities. We rejoice with him in all that has been done, and yet our hearts were made sad by the knowledge that much that might have been done has been left undone because of lack of means. We hope that the special collection taken in all our churches in America will engage our brethren having this department in charge to do more aggressive work in the great cities of the land. Thus many may be won to our ranks, and from among these may be developed laborers who can proclaim the message to those of their own nationality in our own land and in the other nations of earth.